Protests against violence by police continued in Milwaukee overnight, with a huge crowd gathering on the city's north side, walking through downtown and then north through Shorewood and Whitefish Bay. People in Racine have also been demonstrating in largely peaceful protests. However, late Sunday night and into yesterday morning, the scene changed from peaceful to violent. WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar has the story.
Sparkle Robinson is 31 and has lived in Racine her whole life. She's a designer and curates custom weddings and birthday parties for a living. Through her business, she's a well-known member of Racine's Black community. On Sunday evening, Robinson, like many other people, marched against police brutality. She started downtown and headed toward the police headquarters. Most of the night was documented on her Facebook Live. When she arrived at the police station, officers were outside in riot gear.
At that time, my heart was beating so fast, and I was just so nervous. Like, oh, my God, I'm standing out here. I get shot or I get hurt. My mom's going to kill me, first of all, because she don't want me out here. My kids are at home worried about me because then I left. They're like, Mom, where you going?
Robinson says protesters threw rocks and police fired tear gas to break up the crowd. At this point, Robinson decides to get in her car and go home. She watched videos on social media of people who were still documenting what had turned into a violent and chaotic scene. Among the chaos, arson at one of the city's neighborhood's cop houses, police centers for community-oriented policing.
The cop house on fire, people running toward it, and then the police, more police officers, like, blocked off the whole street. I seen a car going toward the police, like, really, really fast.
When asked about the protest turning violent, Sparkle Robinson says it's wrong, but maybe necessary.
When we're quiet and we're protesting, they're good. We're ignoring them anyway. We're still living our life. And then soon we make some noise, some real noise, and get violent. Then that's when you pay attention.
Fire seriously damaged the Thelma Orr Cop House, a landmark in Racine. It was established to honor the work of Thelma Orr, a Black woman activist directly responsible for the recruitment and development of a number of African-American police officers. One of those officers is Racine Police Chief Art Howell.
I grew up on the street that she lived on. I was a young kid who had no aspiration to be a police officer because there were no people who looked like me that were police officers.
Howell says the damage is a desecration to Thelma Orr's memory. He says he believes subversive groups from outside the city acted as agitators in the incident and says Racine police are working with the FBI and other authorities to identify those responsible. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.